Talk Live, live Saturday night edition. How many shows are live for you on a Saturday night?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you, there's two. Open line current event shows that are available that are live on a Saturday night. So there's not much.
Exactly.
But you're listening to one of them. And it's Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Gard, filling in for Ian. Thanks.
That's
for
right, Gardner. You're filling in for our main host, Ian, who has decided that it would be a good idea. Excuse me, an idea to stand in front of a police car because he felt that they were arresting a woman unjustly. And they didn't like that, and they tossed his butt in the pokey for 90 days. So we've got to soldier on here on Free Talk Live. Yeah. But, Gardner, you've graciously come in and filled some slots. Tell people about what you sort of do.
Well,
not here.
Thank you very much, Mark. Well, Mark, thank you very much. I write, and I am the host slash founder of The Liberty Conspiracy, which is found at libertyconspiracy.com. And we produce a number, sometimes three, sometimes four podcasts a week. You can people can sign up for those at iTunes. They can find it under Liberty Conspiracy.
It's a very popular podcast on iTunes.
Yeah, I was surprised. You know, coming from radio, and we talked about this with your great advertiser, Jason Osborne. He's been very supportive of me, an amazing supporter, and Ferb of Freedom Book Club has been great, and Free Keen has been great in advertising. And I realized I have a larger audience around the world listening to the Liberty Conspiracy podcast, thousands of people, compared to this regional radio show that I had.
Right.
And it's like I can talk about what I want to talk about there rather than having management come on and say, well, you can't say that. We want the politicians to advertise with us. I mean, this is the type of thing you run into. So thank you very much. And people can find me on Twitter. It's Gard, G-A-R-D. Goldsmith, if they, we were talking about this before, everybody. I'm currently at 599 followers, and I don't really pay that much attention to it, but I thought.
Having a look today?
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. I wonder how many of those 599 are those robot followers, you know, that send you garbage.
We
like,
love you, Gard.
Yeah, exactly. Like, go check this out for coupons, you know. So, anyway, we're almost up to 600. So go to libertyconspiracy.com, check it out. And then I do short story writing, got an anthology that just picked up one of my short stories, and actually, two anthologies in the past 4 weeks have picked up two of my short stories. Very happy about that. And
she used to write for like Star Trek and stuff too.
I worked as a fellow at Star Trek Voyager their script department. And in fact, just a few weeks ago, I had dinner with one of my old bosses there, and they're starting up a great new show with a lot of libertarian themes called Terra Nova. So watch for Brandon Braga, who's a great guy and a pro freedom guy, Brandon Braga, and look for Tim Minear on Terra Nova. So thanks, man. Thanks.
Sure. The hurricane's rolling through the East Coast,
yeah.
And obviously not all of our listeners are on the East Coast, but you know, there's a lot since it's up north.
Yeah.
Yankees, they think of hurricanes like they think of alligators. This terrible, dangerous things. I'm from Florida, and hurricanes roll through three or four a year. You know, whatever, man.
Yeah.
But the there's a lot of hubbub about hurricanes right now, and I thought it'd be a good idea for us to bring up the idea of price gouging.
Yeah, and that ties into a little bit of something that we discussed in the last hour, so we'll bring it all together.
Yeah, price gouging is kind of this phenomenon where, for instance, hurricanes rolling through and water or generators or something like that jumps up in price.
It's a term they apply to this. They say that's price gouging.
Right, because demand has increased for this particular thing, and so therefore
evil capitalists are exploiting.
Only a bad person would increase the price at that time.
Right.
But this is in defense of price gouging. Imagine for a second that that somebody goes into the grocery store and says, I need to get this water, and they'll buy up maybe the grocery store has a cap. Sometimes I'll tell you only 10 gallons of water.
Right.
And so they'll just buy 10 gallons of water and then the hurricane doesn't go through and the water's a dollar a gallon or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If the grocery store could raise the price of that water to something else, then maybe there'd be some frickin' water left when I went to the grocery store and needed some.
Exactly.
If my kid is dehydrated and dying, I'm willing to pay $10 for a gallon of water, and I'm happy that it's there and available to me instead of my neighbor down the street piling this stuff up for God knows what.
Yeah.
This allows the marketplace to work.
Yes. Every time you hear about one of these major natural disasters like a hurricane, something like like that. You often hear the politicians making hay, making political hay about how they want to. Charles Grassley is a perfect example. We talked about him last hour. I mean, the guy is just massive, massively hypocrite and very corrupt intellectually. But you often hear these politicians saying, we need to have an investigation of why those people are selling water are price gouging, or why them hotels are charging higher prices. And we who try to approach things with intellectual rigor will try to express to them is that in the free market, there is an amazing thing that human beings have developed. It's called the price mechanism. And the price mechanism can only function if government gets out of the way, if people are left to their own choices and preferences to decide on what they want to spend their money. The price mechanism helps regulate the supply of products. So when demand increases because people are afraid, or demand increases because people want to store up something and be prepared, then that signals the suppliers, hey, guess what? Bring more down.
Right.
Politicians
and
will say,
sort of from a fairness standpoint,
yes.
If I plan ahead and I have a generator at my house when demand is lower, I've paid the money to get the generator.
Yeah.
Why is it fair that a guy who runs out at 5 o'clock in the morning when the hurricane's been announced to buy the generator at Home Depot, why is it fair that he should pay the same as I did? I planned ahead. I was the ants that put the that put the food away. Why should the grasshopper get the same price?
And this is a very good point that we need to express to people. This is why we believe not only in the moral superiority of which is primary, the moral superiority of freedom and individual choice and leaving our neighbors alone to do with their own property what they want to do.
Right, and that's really the strongest point here.
Exactly.
If I've got a generator that I want to sell, there's no reason in the world a politician should be able to tell me what I want to sell it at.
Exactly, exactly.
That's disgusting.
But also, in a practical way, we know that by leaving neighbors alone to freely engage in free market commerce without politicians deciding for people or regulating for people, we actually help get things to people at lower prices and lower prices and lower prices. And this is one of the key things. The politicians will say, put a price cap on that. That's not fair. That person is being gouged. The person with the water is exploiting people. It's like, guess what? Here's the deal. If you don't allow the price mechanism to function, if you don't allow those prices to increase, that will not send a signal to the people who would supply more water. So you're going to have less water for all the people to get it. So these price caps, just like they happened in the 70s over gasoline.
The water will still be there. It's just going to be in somebody's house sitting up on their shelf.
But there won't even be more brought in because the suppliers don't have that incentive.
That makes perfectly good sense. Let's point that out because I missed that point. So if there's a hurricane hitting Florida and there's not one hitting Oklahoma, but the price of water is held artificially low in Florida at the same rate as it is in Oklahoma, why in the world would I send water to Florida?
And you'll even see people who aren't even in that business. If they know there's a profit margin for them, they'll say, shh, you know what, we got the weekend off, let's bring some water down, we'll make some cash.
Yep.
It brings what the people need to it, and that goes back to the point we made in the first hour about lefty statists trying to protect the environment by getting the government involved. It's the same principle. The government suppresses the free market for things, so what do you get? You get no way for people to gauge the value of things, so they won't bring in more.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a free market, just like you were saying, in certain African nations that allow for the harvesting of tusks and the private ownership of lands on which the elephants will live, then you actually see the elephants flourish and their numbers increase, where the government tries to regulate it.
There's no shortage of cows.
Exactly.
There are no shortage of carrots.
Boy, did you hit it. If you go in the western United States, if you go through Snoqualmie Pass just out of Seattle, on one side of the highway, a guy pointed this out to me when I was in Bellevue, Washington, getting my car repaired. He said, on one side of the highway is the government-owned land, where supposedly they're protecting the environment from bad people. They rent out the land to loggers, and it gets strip cut.
Right. All you need to know about this is look at a house that a person who's owned it has moved out of versus a house that a person who rented it moved out of.
Oh, so right. The private ownership of things and the ability to exchange makes people husband those resources for future value, allows the environment to be better protected, gets political ideology out of it, and helps get things to where they're needed.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Oh. Craig Head, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. It's Mark with you.
And Guard. Live here on a Saturday evening. Please give us a call. Talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. And if you're a smoker, you probably know that cigarettes are not very good for you. In fact, I hear many people die from them. But you've probably heard about the e-cigarette. It's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. Listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. Vaporsmiths has one of the premier e-cigarettes on the market has a larger vaporizer, allows you to get a good full pull from it, mm-hmm. as it were, instead of one of these chintzy ones.
Yeah.
You don't want the chintzy one, believe me. Vaporsmiths.com, a pack-a-day smoker, probably save about $120 a month just off the top by switching to e-cigarettes. Many people will initially smoke cigarettes and the e-cigarette, and then switch some of them full-time to the e-cigarette, and it is significantly healthier. You already start being richer, feeling better, and smelling better. How about a free starter kit?
No, that's great.
Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL at Vaporsmiths.com. You'll get a free starter kit, and you'll get free shipping, because 40 cartomizers is over $60. All orders of $60 or more get free shipping. You can call 855 to get vapor, or go to Vaporsmiths.com, 855 to get vapor, Vaporsmiths.com. Gardner, we were talking about, the marketplace and how people can be upset with the idea of price gouging and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me it's interesting because price gouging, at a different time, is it reasonable to expect a business to provide a good or a service at the same rate? If tomorrow some catastrophe occurs and, you know, say water or generators or plywood or whatever is at a premium because more people demand it, is it reasonable to consider that people would should be able to get it at the same price?
Exactly.
Is it then reasonable to assume the prices should be the same as they were 40 years ago?
Yeah,
if time shouldn't affect prices, then why does a longer period of time affect it but a short one can't?
Well, here's a way to flip it around. And I was just thinking about it. As you were describing it, you inspired me to think. I thought about this. You are inspirational. The ladies know it, man.
Right.
But anyway, and very discriminating guys also know, by the way. You're a dangerous man. But
I'm wearing a lovely linen shirt this
They don't call him Manwich for nothing, baby. But anyway, one of the things that strikes me is you always hear about price gouging, how we have to protect the consumer from the evil capitalist who is exploiting him, right? So, you know, during times when things are needed very badly or people decide that they want to get these things, it's just terrible that the people who have these things might raise the price and do all these terrible things, you know. I'm not going to ascribe any motivation one way or another. It's not my property.
Price just describes
whatever they want to do.
Supply and demand.
Exactly. And why don't we ever flip it around and say during a time of plenty, why is it that we don't force the buyers to have to buy at a higher price? Because the sellers are now, clearly they have too much stock and the buyers are exploiting them. So, because the sellers would have to sell at a lower price to clear their warehouses. And that's just not right. They have employees they have to pay and they have all these expenses. So the seller is obviously exploiting the buyer who has all this extra leftover stuff. So we ought to have politicians come in and say, "You evil buyer, you exploiting that seller. Why are you buying at such a low price? You should pay more." It's the exact same thing. It's the same highway, everybody.
You know, this brings up to my mind is the employee-employer relationship. There are all kinds of protections for employees to not be fired for this reason or that reason. Just a myriad of them, and many of them are so Byzantine that it's difficult to even discern. So, but, you know, let's use sexual harassment for a minute.
Right.
Obviously, I don't think that a person should work in an environment that they find uncomfortable, and, well, they should quit.
Right.
And
tell other people.
What if for instance, I've got an employee that, makes a bunch of sexual remarks to me that make me uncomfortable, I can fire that person, relatively quickly and easily.
I'm really sorry about what I brought up earlier.
But, the idea that employers should make it, that it should be difficult for employers to fire people, but it should be easy. I mean, employees don't have to go in tomorrow. I mean, no politician or cops go out there and force employees to go into a business
right.
and make them work. I mean, that would be slavery.
It
truly is slavery to make a business hire somebody or keep somebody that they don't wish to have on staff for whatever reason.
Absolutely.
Even if that reason may be immoral to me. Maybe they don't want to take a bath and stinky people should have rights. I don't know, but, you work next to the stinky person.
Yeah.
That's not my deal.
You know, one of the lines is that the classic line, that's sort of Marxist line, is that the owners of the means of production exploit people.
But the owners of the means of production in the United States is the United States States government.
Well,
this is, I mean,
they people, regulate the businesses.
But they own everything.
And they own everything. But here's
if they,
here's
they can tax your property, I mean, yeah. You know, that's essentially what they called a quit rent in the Middle Ages. The lord would tax the, you know, the people beneath him, the vassals and the serfs, a certain amount. They call that a quit rent. What's the difference between that and property taxes?
And here's another thing, just in the abstract, and folks, this is why it's not just a moral principle to leave your neighbor alone and get government out of his hair. It is a practical benefit. It is a purely practical benefit for society. Everyone does better when we leave each other alone and stop getting the agency with the monopoly on legalized force involved with things. I wouldn't tell my neighbor how to entertain his family in his living room. Why should I tell my neighbor how to entertain someone in a bar? Leave him alone. But here's the thing. When you have this principle of freedom and you have free markets, the owners of the means of production are all of us. We all own certain skills, our physical ability, our labor ability, our time, our interests. So the idea that the owners of the means of production are somehow the business owners misses the entire other part of the panoply of it, which is that we all own some means of production. It is a mutually corresponding interaction.
Right. If you get government, the agency of force, the agency of monopoly privilege out of the picture, you will not see bigger, more powerful businesses. You will see smaller businesses that serve their customers better in a more regional aspect. This is my opinion, but there is a lot of evidence behind this. Why? Because businesses, big businesses, have the money and the means to control government. If you take government out of the picture, there's no tool for them to use to get monopoly. They will never grow to the size that they these colossal sizes. I hear Walmart, not that I've got anything, you know, big problem with Walmart, but I hear Walmart has, you know, a larger GDP than most countries in the world.
Yeah, and this is why we try to cover these things in brief chunks to get the information out. Maybe in between phone calls, we try to get the information out, or we recognize that some issue that's out there today, we say, oh, wait a minute, we can also get this nugget of information out. It's so important because there is a constant barrage, and I really, really resent the ignoramuses out there who will spout off in the way that Bill O'Reilly will. And he's not dumb, but he is ignorant of certain things, the way that certain talk radio people will do this. And sometimes they'll come up with great points about something. But when they hit things like free markets, when they hit the core principles of leaving their neighbors alone, they always stay away because they won't leave their neighbors alone. They always have some reason to screw around with their neighbor. And I don't like it, and I know that it hurts my neighbors.
855-450-FREE. It's the Free Talk Live toll-free call-in line.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts.
Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes.
Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line. You can call in and talk to us about anything you'd like on this live Saturday night show with Hurricane Irene bearing down on the eastern seaboard. It's going to wipe us all out.
Oh, man. Yeah. This could be the last time.
This is it, everybody.
Yeah. Sorry. It's going to be the last show together for us, man.
Incentives matter. Professor Angela Dills explains that incentives help economists predict individual behavior. What's difficult is determining all the ways that a policy, a political policy, affects people's incentives and changes people's behavior. You can see this video. It is just a few minutes long. It's worth seeing. It's worth showing to your family and friends in this time when we're talking about things like, well, price controls and price gouging and that kind of thing. Go to learnliberty.org/FTL. It's FTL's in Free Talk Live. Learnliberty.org/FTL. Watch this video. Share it on your Facebook. Show it to your family and friends. Learnliberty.org/FTL. And speaking of Free Talk Live, check out Free Talk Live's website. We have all kinds of things there for you, including archives. Archives of the show going back for 5 years. No other radio program does that for you. Gives you free archives going back for 5 years. I mean, I can't think of a radio program that does that, at least. Certainly not a nationally syndicated one in the top tier that I can think
of. Awesome, yeah.
That's archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Ken in South Carolina. Ken?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ken. You're on the show. How are you?
Good, and yourself?
Great. Thank you. What would you like us to discuss with you, my friend?
Well, I didn't mean to change topics since we were talking about price gouging, but as far as the leaving your neighbors alone issue, I'm from South Carolina, and we're constantly having the constant overregulation of everything, even the height of your grass in your yard.
Oh, yeah.
In a state where the only rule we had was you couldn't shoot into your neighbor's yard unless you were defending him.
That seemed like a reasonable rule.
Yes. And it's carrying over into even the flea markets and things now, I guess, on the price gouging or price control thing, is that even the flea markets, you have to get a vendor's license and you have to form a corporation if you're not a corporation just to sell your own personal property at a flea market or a farmer's market, et cetera, in the state.
You know, Mark and I were talking about a story that they covered on Free Talk Live just a while ago about the tea vendors in Massachusetts, state troopers nailing little kids for selling green tea out by the seacoast of Massachusetts. You know, all this is part and parcel to one large mindset, which is whether or not you think people are capable of handling their own lives in a voluntary way and caring for each other through their own volition. And I think that not only are they capable of doing it, but by having them do that and having people make decisions for themselves, you foster and grow that sort of an attitude, and you get better products, you get better competition, and everybody is helped. And the less you allow people to do it, the more it atrophies. And how are you supposed to, just, you know, here's a silly tautology on the part of the statists out there. If I'm too stupid to handle my own life, how am I going to be smart enough to not only vote for somebody to handle my life, but to vote for somebody to handle my neighbor's life and 49% of the populace out there if I'm in the 51%? It's just unworkable and stupid. Plato's ideas were some of the dumbest, most evil ideas ever, and I cannot understand why anybody respects Plato.
Well, they work because it's easy. Because armed gangs have always wanted to control people and milk them for their money. And that's all a government is.
That's what it is. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you talk about price gouging. The price gouging thing, that's one of those key essential moral questions that we who understand what's not seen have to battle these guys. We have to continually bring these subjects up because there is always another group of people who will see a story on television. There's always another reporter who's willing to report on this thing. And you see the emotion of how evil it must be that someone's charging more. And that's not right. But we need to explain what you're not seeing, which is if you don't allow people to charge more for products, you're not going to get an incentive for more people to bring the products in, and you're going to get a dearth of that product.
Ken?
Well, it goes back sort of what my friend said. I have a dear friend who is an immigrant from Israel, and he came over here back in the 90s, and he said, Ken, your government, because he became an American citizen, he's an American now. He said, the government has to regulate more stuff. I said, whoa. Government regulation is not a good thing, because we have to ask ourselves three questions. Number one, has the FDA protected us from bad drugs and bad food? Has the USDA guaranteed us no E. coli outbreaks? And
right.
They haven't.
Right. No. Well, when you think about the FDA and think about the 17-year process where it takes hundreds of billions of dollars to get through that process,
yeah.
And you think about how many people may have died while waiting for a drug to make it through this remarkably Byzantine organization. The FDA kills far more people than it saves.
Absolutely. There's a great book that Robert Higgs edited called Hazardous to Our Health, which was released by the Independent Institute. Go to independent.org. It's probably still available. Talks all about that lengthy process. And then, of course, when they fail, my friend, when they fail, they get more money.
Yeah, that's how it works with the government.
When private business fails, they don't get that money. They go out of business. Somebody else is willing to do a better job for our interests. It's crazy.
Well,
I don't get it.
With the vaccines, vaccine companies and have been given immunity by the government against prosecution.
That's correct.
When they have produced deadly vaccines, and right now, what did we waste our time setting up a judicial system and a civil law system where we can sue? If we didn't have an FDA and you and I got together and made a deadly drug and claimed it cured cancer and people died, they could sue us out of existence and they could recoup some of their money back and some damages for the loss. As it stands, we don't get to sue these companies, and we have redundant systems, both of which not doing it or not guaranteeing its quality, because this brings us to my second question. Can the government produce or guarantee quality? And I would say it hasn't.
No,
if the government made a car, it wouldn't run. You know, and if the government delivered food to people, people would be lined up waiting for that food. Oh, my God, they had that. If the Soviet Union made its own cars and delivered its own food, and they had food lines, and they had
and
a car
Yugo.
That broke down all the time. No, it was the Volga.
The Volga was the good one.
The Volga was the good one.
The Yugo was the...
That's the Yugo too.
It was funny that you mentioned guns a moment ago, because that brings me to an example I just gave my friend before.
In their defense, the communists made one heck of a gun in the AK-47.
Yes, they did. But that was the point, that you were saying that the U.S. government, the federal government, and partially now the state government is coming in on the side of thugs with guns, because if you don't pay your taxes, a man with a gun is sent to your door to collect those taxes.
Right,
and
right.
I had to explain to my friend, because of these gun grabs and the gun buybacks and everything else, that we're missing the major point about the government in America. This is a constitutional republic whereby the government is supposed to be of the people, by the people, and for the people, which means if the people cannot be trusted to own their own firearms, that means the government that is made up of those same corrupt, dangerous people that can't carry guns cannot be given guns either.
Hey, listen, and something I should just bring up here. I'm sorry to jump in, but I think it's extremely important. That Lincoln harangue, that silly line that I had to memorize, and I thought Lincoln was a great hero when I was 9 years old, and now I realize that whole line of government by the people, mm-hmm. for the people, of the people, you know, that sort of line, that is, not only is it preachy and dumb, but it's also never, ever true. Because governance of the people, by the people, and for the people means that you cannot have any form of government interfering with individual choices. Government is never by the people, it's never of the people, it's never for the people, because if it were, you would not have the state. It would be completely eliminated, and it would be the people themselves making the decisions for themselves. That's what government by the people, of the people, for
they
the people is.
They just didn't say which people.
Right.
It's government of the people that are in charge.
Yes.
For the people that are that
connected.
Have the money. And we'll buy the people that will have to pay all these bureaucrats. Thank you very, very much for the call, Grant.
Great call.
Let's go to Scott in North Carolina. Well, actually, we're
going to have a break.
I wasn't even paying attention to the clock here. I'm supposed to say that word.
Yeah. what's the number?
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hey everybody, it's Mike Buck from New Zealand's Nature Bee. Don't let this bad financial situation wear your health down. When you order or reorder your Nature Bee right now, the best supplement on the planet from Clean Green New Zealand, our plant pollen with a money-back guarantee will fix you right up. $99.95 still gets you a huge 6-month supply plus delivery, and we give you 3 more months for free. Now come on, don't wait, and don't stress about your health. Get healthy with Nature Bee. 1-866-834-8355 or click to naturebee.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-332-1000. 1-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It is Mark and Gard, and we are coming to you live this Saturday evening. Now, you know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day.
Huh?
You know that a U.S. new currency will at some point take over. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins, they could be that currency. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world. You can invest in them as a commodity. They fluctuate like any other commodity fluctuates. You can buy, you can use them to transfer money without fees on the internet, as opposed to, well, all those other companies that will transfer money for you with fees.
Yeah.
I think there actually is a fee for buying and selling them, but there's no fee for transferring them, bitcoins. Go check out weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. It's a great video over there that explains bitcoins better and more thoroughly than I can.
Cool.
But they are really a new phenomenon on the internet and worth checking out. Weusecoins.org. Let's go to Scott in North Carolina. Scott.
Hello, fellas. I'm enjoying the show tonight.
Thanks,
I discovered you on my internet radio from Seacrane. But my question is...
Do you love Seacrane products?
I do. My question is, I'm a Ron Paul supporter. I was in 2008. I am in 2012. And I was just looking on YouTube at different videos where people have put hate stuff out there that he is against the Jews. And I really don't believe that at all. And
do they have any evidence?
I don't think so. I mean, there's a ton of stuff, you know.
For one thing, let's say Ron Paul hates a particular segment of the population. Let's say he does. I mean, you know, every human has their own prejudices in one way or another.
Right.
So let's say that that's true. Ron Paul has advocated in his 12 terms as a U.S. In the U.S. House of Representatives, freedom and adherence to the Constitution, which is a document that nominally certainly provides more freedom than the government that claims to adhere to it today.
Mm-hmm.
At least his understanding of the Constitution is such that he would provide more freedom to every individual. How would freedom be bad for whatever group it is that he hates? Is what I would like people that believe that Ron Paul hates a group to answer. How is freedom bad?
It can be. It just can be.
And if we can pose a question, I suspect that those people who criticize in that particular issue, criticize Ron Paul of being anti-Jewish or something like that, anti-Semitic, perhaps it's because he doesn't want to continue shelling out millions of dollars.
Right. That's really
to
what it's all about.
Socialist state of Israel
and all
the other places around it.
Forced to give money to the state of Israel.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me a Jew hater.
And
that makes me somebody who doesn't believe in foreign
aid.
And he doesn't buy into the neocon, evidently humongously pro-Jewish State of Israel rhetoric that says that a threat to Israel is a threat to the United States, and that Iran is going to launch nuclear weapons against the United States, and that Al-Qaeda somehow was going to come after the United States, regardless of the fact that the United States has been meddling in Middle Eastern affairs, and regardless of the very statements of the people in Al-Qaeda and of people like the Times Square bomber that said it is the United States policies in the Middle East that are inspiring them to attack American civilians. People can look it up. So evidently they don't want to hear what Ron Paul has to say about U.S. Middle Eastern policy. They just want to broad brush him and say, oh, you don't like Jewish people. I mean, I don't even understand how people can cogently try to make arguments in that way. To me, they might as well just not even bother speaking, because it's just drivel. As Richard Butler of the Psychedelic Furs said, it's lyrical drivel that comes out against Ron Paul.
Well, there was two things I wanted to ask you, and I don't want to use up all my time, and I'm sorry for babbling. But if a country was attacked, a situation broke out like World War II, maybe another Hitler, say, anywhere in the world, and we saw that he was gaining power and he's taking over nation after nation, would there ever be a reason for Ron Paul, if he was president during that time, to say, okay, we got to step in, we got to intervene? And would he be going back on his own words, saying that we shouldn't have entangling alliances, but we don't want this country to get so strong, this dictator to get so strong, that he could come to the United States and be a problem?
Well, you know, I think this is a very interesting question, one that I've studied in depth. I'm a bit of a war expert. First thing I'd like to point out is that the mantle of Hitler could be laid right at the doorstep of Woodrow Wilson. If Woodrow Wilson had not gone back on a campaign promise to keep the United States out of the Great War, then Hitler would have never existed. The reason that the huge victory that the United States allowed the Allies against the Central Powers in World War I set the stage for Germany essentially being screwed in the Treaty of Versailles, and it created the situation where Hitler was able to rise to power because the German people were so subjugated by these war debts that they had to pay off. Whereas if the two sides had just battled themselves into a stalemate, essentially, that Treaty of Versailles wouldn't have been so arduous on the German people, and Hitler wouldn't have been able to rise to power. So I'd like to point out that great crises like Hitler are generally created by great crises like World War I. But there's certainly, there's certainly tin pot dictators that wish to rule the world. Some of them sit in the White House on a pretty regular basis. But they, if for instance, what this shows you is that their army can only reach so far. You can't convert. The French people didn't convert and fight on the side of Hitler. His military had to occupy that land. A country's military can only occupy so much land. You can see even the United States can't handle a place that's Afghanistan's twice the size of California. The United States military really can't handle Afghanistan after a decade.
Yeah.
And this is the biggest, most powerful, most well-funded military the world has ever seen. And it can't handle it. So, no, I don't think that'll happen. What'll happen to some country that tends to grow, and that their purview will, their supply lines will get too long, they won't be able to grow, and then those countries that they have subjugated will rise up in the same way. Many people believe the United States won World War II. The fact is, Stalin won World War II. If just the military, just the conflict between Germany and Russia would have been the largest war the world had ever seen, if you didn't count everything else that happened in World War II, that was the largest conflict. It was these two bad guys fighting that was, in fact, the true conflict, and where what defeated defeated Russia. So, I don't think so. I don't think that this is something to really worry about. If the United States minds its own business, shows the world that free trade can work, that free trade will allow you to prosper, that you allow you to be a beacon of liberty for the rest of the world, that's what's going to work. Not trying to control countries and tell them what to do and said, hey, they want us over there. No, they're their government wants you over there, not their people. That's why the that's why 9/11 happened, was because the Saudis don't want that king telling them how to live. And the idea of the United States government supporting a king, to me, is disgusting.
It is.
It's, you bring up a very, very good question. I'll let you offer your feedback before I bring anything up. It's a really good question, just to frame it for people who might have just hopped in. The idea of Ron Paul's concept of leaving other nations alone, pulling back aid, not getting involved in things like that, in all these so-called wars, which aren't wars, would there ever be a time when, I can't speak for Ron Paul, but as you asked, would there ever be a time when Ron Paul, if he were president, were to see the rise of one of these giant dictators? And as Mark says, these giant dictators tended not to have been threats to the United States, and it's because of presidential policies that have actually helped inspire these problems. What do you think? Do you think that, obviously you seem to be a pro-freedom guy, do you think that this is worrisome for you, that that all of Ron Paul's positives maybe outweigh this one question that you haven't quite had resolved?
Well, not at all. I'm still behind Ron Paul, because everything that he says is on point with what I believe.
Yeah.
I know we can't control what people think and what people want to do, and I don't think we should. When I say we, I mean the government. But I don't think the government should be telling people what to do, how to live. And I believe in personal freedom, and that's very important.
And that should also correlate to not telling people how they should be spending money on foreign countries and entanglements with foreign countries. If they want to send a check to the Palestinians, or they want to send a check to the Israelis, or they want to send a check to the French, they can sign their checks. I don't have to. Looks like we're up against the clock.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the call. We'll have to talk again.
Appreciate it, Scott.
On Free Talk Live.
You can give us a call. We're on 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at 855-450-3733.
Government control is on the wane, and freedom can be bought for a reasonable price. One man will unite with a former public transportation worker, a shady senator's runaway daughter, two orphans, a retired space marine, an alien, and an intelligent spider, and journey together beyond the outer reaches of human civilization to protect the future of human liberty. Also, there are space cows. Read it online now at burningrockranch.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.